Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. And we have with us today again, as we're very fortunate and honored to have with us, Judge Andrew Napolitano. And Judge, thanks for being here today again and for all that you do. As I say, there's nobody anywhere, if you could show me, tell me, that knows the what used to be called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights more so than Judge Napolitano. And before we were on the air, we started talking about what's going on in the world and the genocide going on in Gaza and now the increased war in Israel attacking Lebanon, killing innocent people. And of course, the United States meeting with that little clown boy who likes to play the piano with his penis, Zelensky over there, with sitcom guy. And we're on the verge of nuclear annihilation, and war keeps going on. And I start crying when I keep thinking about it and seeing it and have to write about it every day. The slaughter going on, and so few people are doing anything to stop it from happening. But we are. And this Saturday, please come to Kingston, New York. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, Joe Lauria, and others are going to be speaking here. And we have to make the news to stop this, because if we don't unite, we're going to die in war. So go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, and for more information. And please donate, because if we had the billionaires giving us $1 billion, we'd have peace tomorrow. But they're just pieces of shit, and all they care is about themselves. So it's up to us to make it happen. And as Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And Judge Napolitano, you have an article coming out tomorrow that has to do with freedom. It used to be called freedom of speech.
Well, on Saturday, when I'm privileged to be one of the speakers, I'm going to, at your request, give a mini lesson on the freedom of speech, what it means, where it comes from, how it's been battered and attacked by the government charged with protecting it, and how it is absolutely vital for all of the other freedoms. The column that I wrote that comes out tonight, I wrote with Saturday in mind. Saturday's been in mind for a couple of weeks now, but heavily on my mind this week because of what you are doing and the rest of us are contributing to remind the world how fragile our freedoms are and how dangerous the world is when government slaughters. The column that comes out tonight is a brief history of free speech in America. It's almost a summary of what my talk will be on Saturday. So if anybody wants a free lesson on the freedom of speech, that's what I'll be giving to the crowd on Saturday.
Let's talk about this article that you wrote. When you talk about Madison believed, this is James Madison, who was top cat with the Constitutional Convention, believe that pre-political rights, which he ensured in the Bill of Rights, are natural to our humanity. Madison knew that when he wrote, quote, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. How dare he say that? You're only allowed to believe what the government tells you to believe. You have no freedom of speech.
You know, if you had said that in another era, I would say you're making the point by hyperbole, but it's not hyperbolic anymore because of what the government is doing. Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, speaking at a press conference 2 weeks ago with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, basically said, we are investigating people for spewing Russian propaganda. Russian propaganda. What's that? That's whatever is contrary to what the government wants you to say. Hey, Chris, go back to law school. Propaganda is protected free speech. The government is barred by the First Amendment from evaluating the content of anyone's speech. That's not me. That's the Supreme Court of the United States.
Supreme. That's an oxymoron, Supreme. Contrary to what the government wants you to believe, is what you said. Propaganda is contrary to what the government wants you to believe.
Correct. Correct.
So you're not allowed to believe, you're not allowed to believe one thing coming from another country.
Correct. They have indicted Russians and Americans for articulating Russian propaganda. There is no such thing as propaganda under the First Amendment. Under the First Amendment, you can say what you want. You can even criticize the First Amendment. You can even argue that there should be no freedom of speech, because in the political arena, you can say whatever you want about the government, about the Constitution, about our adversaries. Putin is a butcher. Putin is a great man. You can say whatever you want. Joe Biden is intelligent. Joe Biden is a boob. You can say whatever you want. That's the beauty of the First Amendment. The government cannot punish you, threaten you, sue you, indict you, charge you, or chill you. That's what the government is doing. They picked some easy targets. They happen to be Americans in Moscow. But the purpose is more than prosecuting them, because they're not foolish enough to come back here in order to be prosecuted, is the government wants to chill the rest of us. This is what I'm going to talk about Saturday. Chilling is what happens when you look over your shoulder, when you think twice. Now, somebody like you, Ritter, me, it's impossible to chill us, but the average American will be chilled, will think twice before criticizing the government if they fear the knock on the door. That's what the government wants, the fear of the knock on the door.
Well, look what they've done to Ritter with the knock on the door.
Correct. Correct. You know, Ritter will explain in detail what they did to him, but the bottom line is they attempted to intimidate him. They showed him huge loose leaves of every email and text, including from you and from me, that he sent and received, printed out in the past 2 years, while 40 people, including a SWAT team and a bomb squad, this is how absurd they are, went through his house. They were nice. They were polite. They didn't do any damage, but they walked off with materials that he has had going back to the 90s when he was the 1990s when he was a weapons inspector for the UN.
You know, I have to tell you, there's no man that I know like Scott Ritter. This guy, what he's gone through in life and how he keeps fighting, and his spirit is always so high.
Yes.
He's a remarkable human being. And he fights for peace and freedom, anti-war. And this guy's, he knows what he knows because he was on the other side.
Correct.
He talks to us, you know, we go out to dinner and stuff. And how, you know, when he was a young man, you know, he wanted to kill everybody, you know.
Oh, God. And then mother. My mother has a picture of me with a crew cut and a T-shirt. Now, this is circa 1969, and the T-shirt says Bomb Hanoi. I mean, I am 180 degrees from that today. A lot of us were once on the other side.
I voted for Richard Nixon.
Same here. That was the first presidential vote that I could cast in 1972 was for Nixon. So what? So we could bomb Cambodia and kill innocent peasants.
So, you know, again, I'm heartbroken because, you know, I'm a trend forecaster and Trends 2000, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, Trends 2000, international best-selling book, weekly Trends Journal magazine. My business is to see the future. And the future is we are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. You know, it's you go back, as I say, what's your favorite war? You like the Peloponnesian War? No, I like the Hundred Year War. I like the War of Roses. It was so lovely. What's your favorite crusade? And then you go into, so think about these wars and how they fought them over the centuries. And now we are on the verge, as you, we just saw what happened with what Israel did in killing all those people in Lebanon with the pager blowups. It's high-tech, new millennium warfare.
It's high-tech terrorism.
Yep. And you know about the Samson option, that if Israel loses, they go nuclear, and they allegedly have between 200 to 400 nuclear warheads. They're only allowed to have nuclear weapons. Iran's not. Nobody else is. Not North Korea, but Israel. But they're the chosen people, so they could choose anything that they want. We are on the. We have maniacs in charge, and if we don't stop this, it's going to be the end of life on Earth, as I see it. And I'm heartbroken, and that's why. Please, everybody, come to the rally. Do what you can. Put your money where your heart and soul are. You know, because we can't do this alone. And again, the people we're having here, Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, Joe Loria, and others.
I didn't know Joe was going to be there. Joe is a great man. Oh, Joe is a warrior who's been fighting these wars for years.
Yeah. You know, Judge, I want to go back to your article and what you're saying about freedom of speech. Look what they've done to Alex Jones. Oh, hate Alex Jones, love Alex Jones, not the issue. He said that what was that thing that where they got slaughtered, those kids?
The school, I forget the name of the school. Yeah. Yeah, he said it was a fake and a fraud.
Yeah.
That's his opinion.
Yeah.
So opinion, satire, exaggeration, hate speech, all protected, except in Connecticut, where there's the Alex Jones rule, that if your opinion offends someone and the force of public opinion is behind the people offended and the judges are popularly elected, they'll take everything you own. That's what happened to him. Now, he and his lawyers made some mistakes. I have to concede that. There's no sense getting into the details on that. But he's now at the tail end of this. He's now at the point where this billion-dollar judgment against him in Connecticut has been docketed in Texas, where he lives and has assets. And the courts in Texas are enforcing a judgment that could never have been acquired in Texas. Because in Texas, you can say whatever the hell you want. If I were the Texas judge, I would decline to enforce that Connecticut ruling, but the Texas judge is enforcing it, and it involves the forced sale of his assets. I don't know if they're going after his personal assets.
Yeah, they're going after them too.
Well, then he's going to be forced to sell everything and start all over, and he's going to have to work for somebody else, like his father.
Sandy Hook, right?
Correct. Which I believe is what he's going to do. I don't think Alex will skip a beat. I think he'll start a new program, a new show, a new name, yeah. You know, new logo, new background with the father's financing. His audience is enormous. They're not going to go anywhere. If anything, they'll increase in size.
Yeah. He has well over what, almost about 2.5-3 million people following.
A day. Yes.
And
I have that in a week. I would love that in a day.
But again, it's the again, look how you're talking about freedom of speech. Look how we're banned to speak about peace on the mainstream media as this slaughter keeps escalating in the Israelis bombing Lebanon. And to show how disgusting it is, look at that little clown boy. I think he's an IDF guy or something having to do with it. The governor of Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy.
Shapiro.
Do you have a clip of him?
Yeah, here he is. Signing a shell to slaughter people in Gaza and Lebanon, signing a shell, writing something on it, and putting his name on it. This is demonic. It's evil. And I would love to see him man to man.
Yeah.
And Judge, the things that he said when he's signing this are so disgusting. He goes on to say that this is the Commonwealth of whatever, and this is basically the American way, and our was he kidding or what? And how we have to support some other city in Ukraine where they make weapons too.
It reminded me of Nikki Haley signing when she was running for the Republican nomination against Donald Trump, signing artillery shells, American artillery shells, like Governor Shapiro did, on their way to Israel. And she put her name on it. And then she wrote, finish them, meaning finish them off. Also demonic, diabolical, reprehensible, contrary to what we all believed America stood for. What does America stand for? Whatever is in the government's interest at any given moment. It doesn't have first principles anymore. The Bill of Rights has become a bill of temporary privileges. The concept that only Congress can declare war, totally forgotten. The Congress will let the president declare war and they'll fund it. So if it collapses, it's on the president's shoulder. And if it succeeds in their minds, they can take credit for it. It's a destruction of constitutional values of the highest sort. It's not limited to just Democrats. Republicans are as responsible for this as well. There were actually more Republicans cheering and screaming for Prime Minister Netanyahu on the floor of the House of Representatives in July than there were Democrats.
This is from ABC News in Pennsylvania. ABC, a bunch of crap.
Nobody's as good at this as you are, taking common names and revealing what they truly stand for, like you did with Governor Shapiro's last name and with ABC. But I didn't mean to interrupt you.
This is again Shapiro's quote. You ready? Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom, and our Commonwealth proudly stands with the people of Ukraine as they fight for their freedom against naked aggression. I'm proud to welcome President Zelensky and his delegation to Scranton to visit with the women and men who are fueling his country's fight for freedom. The agreement, quote, aims to leverage the strength of both regions and support the region's efforts to rebuild after the war while providing Pennsylvania businesses the opportunity to participate. They're making
weapons. Slaughter. To participate in slaughter. I'm sorry to cut in.
No. Don't. Please go on. What else? I want your comments.
Yeah. Well, standing between Governor Shapiro and President Zelensky and Gerald, correct me, please. Former President Zelensky, his term expired in May. He canceled elections and insists on staying in office, which is probably the linchpin that they will use when the coup comes and they get rid of him. But whatever. Standing between them was Bob Casey, Senator Casey, who's in a Democrat of Pennsylvania, who's in a very difficult reelection fight, didn't say anything, at least not in the clips that we saw, but was applauding them on and at one point even embraced Zelensky. So this is really reprehensible. This is American money going for slaughter, and this is politicians seeking votes by embracing slaughter. Slaughter.
Politicians embracing slaughter. Again, this little shithead, Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom, he starts off with. And then goes on to this crap? Oh, you mean the guy by the name of George Washington, that where he says, don't become involved in any foreign entanglements. This shit's been going on for centuries, and it's not our responsibility. Don't love a nation. Don't hate a nation. If you do, become a slave to them. And he has the nerve to say this crap. And why I call ABC, you know, all about crap here. They quote two people. Here, it's great. It gives Scranton a nice atmosphere, I should say. People should be honored that he's here, Zelensky. It's great that someone like him comes, says Ron Kitlass or Kitass or Kissass from Scranton. One after another, not one person that says, what the hell is this guy doing over here?
Right.
How dare he's here?
Well, they're not going to put somebody like that on any more than they would put you or Ritter or me or McGregor or McGovern or Johnson or Mearsheimer. Or they wouldn't put any of us on.
No.
They wouldn't interview any of us. They only want, you know, it's very strange. Remember when we were kids, the media, LBJ famously once said, truly one of the great monsters in the modern era, but he famously once said, if I lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the country. The media was against the Vietnam War.
Yep.
Today, the media just mouths what the government wants. It's a 180-degree flip from what you'd expect of the media, to the point where they don't put people like you and me and the ones who are going to be with us on a Saturday and on mainstream media. And we all started out.
Yeah.
On mainstream media. We all know how to deal with television cameras and Q&A from friendly and antagonistic anchors.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear us.
Yeah. Again, I used to be on Oprah, the Tech Show. You know, I used to be on everybody all the time.
Well, you and I met
yep.
on the set of Glenn Beck. A very, very happy time in both of our lives. Yeah. A chance meeting. His producer said to me, you're going to love this guy. He's Italian, and he predicts the future. All right, let me meet him. There yeah. you were.
yeah, I used to be on your show when you began, yeah. And then everybody, but again, you could thank, this is one of the T-shirts I did years ago when he ran for office in 1992. You see that?
Yeah.
Beware Slick Willie. This is the guy that gave us the 1996 Federal Communications Act that allowed the bigs to take over the journalism.
Yeah.
And now we have six companies that control 92% of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And all they are, they're press.
And because the major shareholders of those companies are also major shareholders in arms manufacturers, all that media wants war.
Yep. Judge, again, I'm heartbroken, and I'm telling everybody out there, you better do all you can to change this. It's up to we, the people. Again, that little clown boy in Pennsylvania saying that, you know, the Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom. We have to bring back our freedom of the founding fathers, and that's what you do with your when you go over the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And we're doing everything we can. United we stand, divided we're going to die. Right. And again, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams, one of the founding fathers. So please join us a couple of days, Saturday, up here in Kingston, New York. Go to Occupy Peace, occupypeace.com for more information. And we'll see you then. And we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot, Judge. And don't forget one very important thing. Tune in the Judge, Judging Freedom. The shows that he has on, nobody, anywhere, any place has what he's doing. And the guests that he has, they're real men, real women of the true nature of the American spirit and the human spirit. Thank
Today,
you.
We're posting a person that maybe will be the Secretary of Defense if Donald Trump is elected. Colonel Douglas McGregor, and tomorrow we're posting a fresh Scott Ritter, sort of a preview of what Scott will be saying at the peace rally on Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, boy, could you imagine if McGregor was our defense secretary?
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be a different America.
Yes.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Gerald. See you Saturday.